What's going on, Em?
The sound of backhoes in the background made it hard to hear him. It was barely after 8 and he was already on a job site. Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Em?
I've been better. Do you have a second to talk? He mumbled something. The rumble of machinery stopped.
What's going on? Is it Danny? Is he pressuring you to stay?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Emily, I'm worried about you.
Maybe this was a bad idea. I swallowed hard. I know, Dad. It's just that I'm in the middle now, and I need your help. I wondered if he could hear the desperation in my voice. He sighed.
What have they done now?
It's not what they've done. It's the whole thing. Gertrude left the ballad to me, but I can't sell or do anything with it until I finish editing these manuscripts she left me.
Manuscripts?
His tone was harsh.
What manuscripts?
A stack of manuscripts she left me in the will. I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to edit all of them, but I need to get back to New York, and it's super complicated with the family. Artie is pissed at me. He thinks I'm taking advantage of the situation. Do you know how much this place is worth?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does, to me. I need answers. I need your help. What should I do, Dad? I spoke with a real estate agent yesterday who can put it on the market as soon as I finish editing, but he thinks it could take a while to sell. I cradled my coffee cup. And I'm not sure now. After being here for the last few days, I'm starting to wonder if maybe I should stay. Dad interrupted again.
No, Emily, please don't put your dreams on hold. It's not worth it.
Why didn't you tell me that Gertrude was a book editor, Dad? He was quiet. For a moment, I thought he might have hung up.
I thought it would complicate things.
His voice softened.
This isn't your battle, Em. It's mine.
I wanted to protest. It was my battle, whether I wanted to engage in family warfare or not. Did you know that she had died, Dad? Danny told you, didn't he? Why didn't you tell me?
You were busy with the new job. I didn't want to bother you.
I clutched the edge of the kitchen table. My heart rate raged like the storm outside. He paused to talk to someone.
Listen, Emily, I'm sorry that you're in this position. It wasn't fair that Gertrude did this to you, but I'm not shocked by it. Anything she left you is going to come with strings. You're going to have to ask yourself whether you want to be tethered to the Lost Coast, whether you want to spend your adult life tied to people who gave up on us.
Gave up on us? What did he mean by that?
I love you. You know that. If Mom wanted to write a crazy will, that's on her, not us. It's not your responsibility.
He paused for a second.
Listen, I have to get back to work. As soon as I can wrap up a couple things on this job, I'm coming up there to get you out, okay?
Okay. After we hung up, I stared at the phone, feeling worse than I had before I called him.